Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in. It is week 15, ITL Fantasy Football playoff time, baby. I'm the Welsh, that's the Bogman, and you're you. Welcome in to all you that are still hanging out. I assume you're still in the playoffs. Maybe a few of you, just masochists, want to hear a little bit more Bogman and I chopping it up with some football, but it is playoff time. There's no more mistakes, no more getting cute, or maybe we got to get super cute. We're going to be going through our ranks today, talking about some of the big, you know, question marks and plays. There's some Thursday night 49er questions, a couple injuries that are looming around. There's some stuff that we got to get through into the playoffs. Plus, we actually have a very robust, this is like a week three mailbag. We haven't had that like practically all season. So apparently you guys all waited till here, all five of the left listeners that are still here. What's up, Boggies?
I am not in the playoffs in two leagues. I have a lot of teams, so only two. I didn't make the play. I've already been bounced in one in deathmatch. I was bounced, but I made both there. They got eight on sleeper. I made it, I think, in every sleeper. And then I didn't make it in three sport, but I did in IDP, and I'm final four in my one guillotine team that I have left. So we're looking good. Strong, still alive in a bunch of spots. So we'll take it.
Yeah, so you're feeling good. Yeah, I'm about, I mean, I might, I don't think I played in as many as you, but I got plenty to count on. I'm in three sport, flex. I've got a FFPC draft, you know, and others. But those are like those big ones that would matter. So a lot of stuff on the line for all of us as we roll through this. So we're going to be following and going through all of these bad boys. This also coming off of, I did a rank show earlier today with Pianowski and Fitz, and very interesting just kind of going through what this week's ranks kind of look like, because, you know, we're out of Bipocalypse, yet there are still, you know, some players that are just kind of like weirdly placed in. So we'll go through the news and notes. We'll go through some of the early practice stuff, and then we'll hit our ranks and voicemails. You guys know the drill. Go to InThisLeague.com. That's the Patreon. It's weird to even promote Patreon at this point in the season. There's not just like, you know, some random person. Let me check out the show, week 15. You know, it's just all the regular people. But InThisLeague.com, you guys want to support us, hang out. Deck Our Balls Christmas special. Oh boy, we got to get that finalized this week. It's probably going to be like next week. So we got to get that bad boy finalized. But be on the lookout for that. InThisLeague.com. Don't miss out, friendos. Support your boys. You or your team, probably going to be without George Pickens again this week. Not great.
No, especially against Philly, and the whole passing offense was not as good. It got a little bit better as the game went on. Calvin Austin should be more in play. Mike Williams obviously saw way more field time and a lot more targets last week as well. But Philly is rolling right now, and so is Pittsburgh, though. So it's going to be a good game for sure, but not good for Russ.
You're going to take the Steelers this week? Are you going to do that against Philly?
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, the one thing you got going for you, the only problem is it's also your guys' problem. I don't care how they were last week. Philly just still doesn't look good throwing the ball. Did you see the drama? It was Brandon Ingram was on a podcast and on a live show, and he didn't say their names, but he used their numbers. Essentially said that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown have beef. Like he said they used to be friends, and now there's just a bunch of like work drama.
Well, AJ Brown is one of the biggest crybabies you'll ever see. He's not as big a crybaby as like George Pickens. He's not trying to fight everybody, but he does when he doesn't get the ball. We saw it last year. Remember when they beat the Vikings on a big comeback and AJ Brown wasn't involved. He was pouting on the sideline. He's a crybaby. A lot of wide receivers are. So, you know, Jalen Hurts hasn't been doing his part. I totally agree with AJ Brown like that. But you know what most professionals do? They don't go stick their fat finger in the kicker's face when he misses field goals. They help their guy. You know, they go and make a play.
You made me laugh. I was thinking of that. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
I didn't do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's 100%. There's a Tim Robinson meme for everything, really.
Well, you know what everybody has been doing this week about your Tim Robinson guy is Aaron Rodgers talking about former players having shows and their opinion didn't matter. We wouldn't know their career if they, you know, weren't on television. He said that on Pat McAfee's show, which is hilarious. You know, Pat McAfee, would you have remembered his career if he wasn't on television? The punter for the Colts?
Who is he referring to?
People on ESPN. And by the way, that show is on ESPN. So yeah. I think he was, you know, Stephen A. and Nick Wright and all of those guys.
I mean, none of those guys had NFL careers, though. So he must be talking about.
Well, like, yeah, Booger and you know, anybody else. Just, yeah. You know, it. Aaron Rodgers, they're like, gee, I wonder what NFL players are doing that currently.
I mean,
Aaron Rodgers. And everybody was memeing him when the hot dog.
Yeah, outfit, yeah. We got to find this guy. Yeah,
exactly. Right, right.
I don't have the issue. Like, Joe doesn't tweet about a lot of stuff unless he finds something funny. I woke up this morning to Joe tweeting about the girl, that actress that dated Aaron Rodgers that said her life went into a spiral dating him. He had his way to tweet about how she said her life went into a spiral. Joe hates Aaron Rodgers. I don't really care, but I don't care what Aaron Rodgers says anymore. They're not even relevant. Like, I'm more interested in, obviously, like, I think the 49er drama, Debo Samuel. I think we talked about it in the last show, didn't we? Did you see Debo get community note?
Not struggling at all. I'm just not getting the ball.
And then community note was he has the most drops on the team. He's struggling. and then like he's finally kind of shutting up a little bit, but then all the teammates are talking about him, talking about it. Kittle's like, oh, he's gonna have a big game this week. And it's just like
not. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. So like I did the Thursday night show and I looked at Debo's props and I was like, man, you know, squeaky wheel gets the cheese or whatever. But I'm 48.5 for him.
49 now.
He's been bad. I don't know how you bet on him. So
I like your rushing yard prop. Maybe it was 15.5. It's a little bit higher, but
there yesterday.
Yeah, it's
when I was looking was not because we still don't know if Garendo's playing or not. You and I both kind of feel like he's not going to.
No, I don't think so. Purdy's rushing yards is also interesting. It's gone up a yard. It was at 40. He rushed 40 against LA last time. It's 21.5. 40.
Yeah.
So there's some. But getting back to it, it's like, you know, there's lots of like little drama that's going on that's super interesting.
AJ Brown is definitely one of those, but he has always been a crybaby. This is not a new story.
The whole retread to the thing behind this was like, I think the Eagles are a better team than your Steelers and tougher, but their pass game still looks like crap. It still looked like garbage, even last week's matchup against the Panthers.
And the Steelers love to win these games and then lose to Cleveland and Dallas and Indianapolis. Those are the losses this year. And then they beat Baltimore. True. You know, they beat the strong teams and lose to the weak ones.
If they can find their deep game, though, because they look lost in that first half. Yeah. Like you guys just couldn't move the ball, couldn't throw the ball deep. And
I agree.
The Eagles are going to be able to like center out on stuff. And then I think if they push Barkley enough in the Steelers' face, he's going to start to break him. So it's going to be a great game. I don't even know what the spread is.
I don't even think it's going to be a great game. This feels like a 24-13 Eagles win. That's what it feels like.
I'm going to look at what the spread is. Have you looked? It is 5.5 Eagles.
Only 5.5? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. You're going to bet it. Nope. I'd be interested. It might be even the Steelers, maybe. That might be like a teaser piece. You know,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Both sides. Like, you can get the Eagles money line on a teaser, or you can get Steelers plus 11.5 right now if you put them as part of a teaser. But the lack of passing game worries me. And without Pickens, that's kind of the ultimate eh. I'm still a little bit on that Mike Williams stuff we talked about. If I was in desperation mode, yeah. Calvin Austin maybe moves the middle of the field. But again, coming back to it, it's not by apocalypse. So
yeah, the nice thing is everybody's playing.
Yeah, we're not really in that mode of like, well, I got to make up for this and this. It's like, no, it's just pretty straightforward with your rosters. Like, you know, maybe you did get hit with an injury bug and you're finding a replacement, but you're not.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
I got 6 guys on bye, and I only have 2 play. You know, you got to throw your guys out there. So I'm not really looking to throw a Steelers wide receiver into a lineup unless there like really was a desperation play. Officially named, kind of love this news because, you know, when you're looking for players that can get you impact at this point over the last couple of weeks in waivers, you and I have talked a decent amount as we have for a long time because we love betting on UTSA. Sincere McCormick was officially named the guy, the starter for the rest of the way through. Zamir White's put on the IR, and Alexander Mattison will be his backup. So the team is committed to Sincere McCormick for the rest of the way, and he is a flex option. I don't think he's an RB2 by any means, but I think if you're pairing him up against, man, if I could think of like the right, like it's got to be like a wide receiver. Like if you're pairing him up against, let me just scroll down here and see if I can get like a decent wide receiver that makes sense. Like him or these are all good, weird ones here. Like Josh Palmer, if Ladd was out, I would go with him. Dontavian Wicks, I would go with him.
Yeah, I think there's like a middle tier of like Ray McClouds and Leggetts and Quentin Johnston and Nick Westbrook-Akina, you know, like,
yeah, those are good guys. Names. Sorry, I was looking at draft rankings. That was so weird. I was getting all those weird names. But yeah, Nick Westbrook is a great one. I think I would go with Sincere McCormick over him.
I definitely would over a lot of those like wide receiver 4 type of guys. I would go with McCormick. I just think he's more likely to score. You know, maybe the yards come, maybe they don't. But I'll take a guy that's getting 20 shots at it versus the guy that might get six or seven catches.
So, how about Sincere Tank Dell?
I go Sincere. I think he's just more likely to score.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you did that because I got the best one. Sincere or Debo? It's tough because Debo's going to have, we had five carries last week. He'll have some in the running game. What that means, it'll be a bigger question. Every player is talking it up. He has no explosiveness though, and he continuously disappoints. Pat has him at wide receiver 40 right now. He is ranked 35, I believe, or 30. Yeah, I think 35 on Fantasy Pros ECR. McCormick is like RB 28. Sincere or Debo at flex?
I would probably go Debo there, but it is very close. You know what? No, I'm not going to do it. He's been too bad. He's so bad. It's McCormick. I hate that.
It's going to suck, by the way, if Debo does go out and has that, you know, 70-yard run and it's a touchdown and he actually puts up a big performance. But like the logic is there. It's,
well, he's not getting a 70-yard run. That's not going to happen.
So. Well, that's fine. But a 70-yard play, whatever the hell it is.
I don't think he has that speed in him anymore. That's the thing. That's why I'm going to take McCormick. It's because we're getting no separation for Debo. He can say he's not struggling all he wants, but he is. So.
Yeah, 100%. Also, Aiden O'Connell is a game time decision on that. Just retreading what we had said before. Looked like he might be out for the season. He's not. And it looks like he is a game time decision for that. Another interesting injury one, Hollywood Brown, nearing a return to practice for Kansas City. Maybe people had him stashed still. I don't know what I would trust because you got like Worthy and Hopkins and all that stuff. So I'm not going to like bite it, and it doesn't mean much to me, but you know, I don't know. Like, I think it's actually a detriment if he's like championship week, he comes back and someone's like, should I start him? Like, no, dude.
I know. And it's like, you know, when he does come back, if it's next week or the following week, whatever, how does he work into this rotation? That's already, it feels like it's too deep. Right. And now you throw another better wide receiver than a lot of those guys. He's better than Watson. He's better than Juju. He does different things than them. So, but what is his usage going to be like? So it just makes a messy situation messier, I feel like.
Do you see that Bill Belichick has a deal to, you know, go to North Carolina to be the head coach to find his next girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. That, the joke has been he's going to UNC because his girlfriend is a junior there. So, but
he's going to be the worst college head coach of all time. Maybe. I mean, I guess he's in the Saban camp. I just feel like modern football is more of like Billingham than it is the Sabans of the world.
I think that the stuff with Bill Belichick is just like the stuff with Deion, right? Like, I don't think Deion is the greatest X's and O's guy. But I do think that he's, you know, a guy that recruits very big prospects well. And Belichick wants to make an NFL pipeline. So he sent them some 400-page manifesto about what to do and a plan to be a pipeline to the NFL. And players are going to want to play for him. That's going to be the nice thing. And I think his son is going to be on his staff and, you know, taking over for him at some point. So maybe Belichick can help build it and then step away after a couple of years and his son can take it and roll from there. I think that's the plan, but yeah, it is weird. And I don't particularly like it either. I don't think he's going to find the success nearly as easy on the college level because it's just completely different and you don't have Tom Brady. So
this is weird. Yeah, the whole thing is weird. Let's go to some injury notes, some real injury notes, some did not practices. These are as of Wednesday, I believe. You had Alvin Kamara with an illness. Boy, does that work well to my Kendre Miller love this week. Isaac Garrido, Herbert, Ingram, Robinson, Derek Carr, Noah Brown, Drew Lock, Brees Hall, all on the DMPs. Also going to throw out, this one came a little bit later, but no Bucky Irving. He did not practice on Wednesday, and that's really not good because he had like a back-to-back injury. I really don't think Bucky's playing this week.
He so shouldn't have played last week.
Yeah, so of these Wednesday ones, I think Brees, Garrido, and him are the, and him is in Bucky Irving, are the three that I do actually have worries are not going to play this week.
Yeah, I don't know that any of them play. You know, Brees being banged up again and just the Jets having no incentive to want to rush him at all means he's probably going to be out. Garrido playing on short rest, like you said, I think he's out. And I don't think that Bucky should have played last week. I'm hoping Kamara can play, because good God, if Kamara doesn't play for the Saints, what are they doing? Giving the ball to Kendre Miller.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go to Kendre Miller.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So he can get hurt, you know, and then Jamal Williams is going to be getting involved. I mean, and a backup quarterback, because there's no way Derek Carr plays, Alvin Kamara ain't playing. So, like, I don't know. It might be a very, very ugly game for New Orleans.
But, you know, like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
On the prediction show, Kendre Miller was not number one, but the first prediction we talked about. I was like, he is going to have big production again this week, even if Kamara's just an illness, though, so I'm not really worried about that. But the only quick thing, because I don't want to do it in ranks and I don't want to do it for long because of the Thursday layover here. But like, I don't think Grinda plays. Patrick Taylor will be the starter. You do have a Abanikanda who's been there now 2 weeks, maybe knows the system a little bit more, and he's like a big speed guy. Keyshawn Vaughn and Debo. What will be just your quick thesis on how the running back situation is in San Francisco? If Grindo is listed as out, do you think Patrick Taylor is now a flex, or do you think it's too messy where this isn't like when Jordan Mason went down and we knew it was Grindo? No. Do you think this is all too messy, or is Patrick Taylor the guy?
Patrick Taylor's the guy. I think Shanahan wants to stick with one back. I think it'll be Patrick Taylor, but I also think you pass the ball more. You make Brock Purdy be not a game manager, make him go out there and make plays for you. He still has Kittle. He still has Juwan Jennings, who's been very successful. This is still not a very good Rams defense. They did win last week, but that was because that was on the back of Stafford and putting up 44 points. They gave up 42, right? Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns. So the defense has not been playing great for the Rams. It had gotten better a little bit midway through the season, but now they are taking a big back step again, and the secondary is bad. So I think you put some RPOs on film early just to show the team you're willing to run Brock Purdy so that they can't completely ignore him. And maybe, you know, you bait those linebackers to take a couple steps up early in the game.
Go away, Baiton.
You hit him over the middle with Kittle and Juwan Jennings on those seam routes. So, I think that it's Patrick Taylor and Brock Purdy. I think it's more passing, but Patrick Taylor's the guy.
Taylor or Sincere McCormick?
If it's Taylor, then I'm going with Patrick Taylor. I like the healthier offense of the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, the offense speaks for itself. Yeah, I did pick him up where I could in spots for this week, just in anticipation for the playoffs, just because, you know, hey, he rolls out. He's the guy. I'm willing to go with that San Francisco 49er offense. And if they are up, they'll roll. I do believe that Debo will have some run, but I think it'll be if there, let's say there's 25 carries to the 49ers. I think you're going to see 15 to Taylor. You're going to see 5 to 8 from Debo, and you'll see a little bit of change of pace from a guy like Abenikanda or Vaughn. So I think
Taylor. I bet you see some from Purdy too. I'm telling you, I think this.
Game, oh yeah, yeah. I also agree. No, yeah, I agree. I did. I meant like scheduling runs. Yeah. No, I think Purdy will take it down and run a few times himself as well. Also on the injury, some limiteds: Malik Nabers, Tony Pollard, David Njoku, Josh Downs, Romeo Doubs, Cedric Tillman, Juwan Johnson, and Ladd McConkey. All of those are good signs. That's, I think, the most important thing here.
Limited on Wednesday. Usually you're going to be out on Wednesday if you're injured. You know, you're definitely not practicing on Wednesday.
And like CD Lamb, you know, he had a little thing, but Cedric Tillman limited in the concussion, I think is great news for him to come back.
Romeo Doubs was full. He's just not out of proto yet, which is still surprising.
But also Tillman isn't out either, I believe, because he's still dealing with a concussion. But for them to practice, I think that's why those are both good signs for them. Ladd is the most important one. Ladd getting in some limited practice to be able to play is huge for not only his value, but also Herbert, because we were talking about, I was talking with Fitz, that it's like, I think he had Herbert at 12, let's say. And he said, if Ladd is not there, he's going to bump him down, Herbert down into like around 15. So he would take a significant dip. If there is no Ladd McConkey. So obviously pretty important there. Keep an eye out on those injuries. When they turn into Fridays, those are the biggest worries. You know, like Mike Evans did not practice on Wednesday. That's not uncommon. And hell, you know, we said Bucky, it's not great, but he might practice. I don't think he will. The only ones that are more prevalent at this moment are like the Isaac Arendo, because he's playing on Thursday. So those are some of the injury news and notes. Let's go and take a look at the ranks. We will set up all of what our ranks, or at least the big rank questions, are for the week. And we'll do it right after this.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's a full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Alrighty, let's look at those ranks here. At the quarterback position, we've got both of ours in here. There's a ECR component as well. If you care about that, you can check out Fantasy Pros. The top end looks really good and normal. So, you know, not going to worry too much about it. I did this whole thing on that show about, you know, we had that guy that did the whole like, hey...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
You know, I got Lamar Jackson, but Jameis went in and is like, nope. And I just instantly cut him off. I was like, nope, don't do that. Like, don't even bring the conversation up. I think that's like the top five quarterbacks, like Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Daniels, Hurts. It's one thing to get cute in the regular season. If you can sleep with benching a guy you took as one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the NFL because of a streamer, that's great. Do that. I wouldn't suggest it. But the questions start to pop up a little bit after that. Fitzy and Pienowski both agreed the top five you don't even talk about. They both said it would take a lot for them to come off of Tua or Darnold. And I believe you have Tua and Darnold at 6 and 7. So it seems like there's a core. Then it starts to open up. And the most fascinating to me is Bo Nix this week. I love Bo Nix going up against the Colts. You got him at 9. I think I've got him probably, I think also at 9, because Purdy at 8 just makes a ton of sense. Bo Nix to me, and he's ranked as such, so I'm not like breaking news or anything, but Bo Nix is a top 10 QB to start this week for just so many facets of his game. And that is starting him over guys like Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, and Baker Mayfield.
It's the rushing upside, man. It's the rushing upside here, and it's the weak secondary of the Indianapolis Colts. And it's the fact that the last time we saw him, he was slanging it. So, you know, Bo Nix is becoming an asset at quarterback, not just like, you know, hey, he's been pretty good. They have been playing well. No, he's good. He's a top 10 quarterback moving forward because of the legs. And we'll see if he continues to do that against Indy. I would expect him to coming off a bye. This should be a very good week for them. I mean, the Colts are coming off a bye too, but it should be a very strong week.
I think so too. And the only disagreement is like Bo just doesn't run anymore. But he's also massively efficient. They run out
just
like
has that upside.
No, he has it. He just doesn't anymore. And he's massively efficient. And it's like 20 something plus completions every week. I think it's a really good spot. It's a super good spot for him. So I want to play him. I continuously, and Pianowski was with me on this. I just, the Kyler Murray stuff, I can't get behind. I feel like there's just so much inconsistency. His rushing upside always holds him up, but I do feel like there's this big glut of quarterbacks that I just have not sold myself that I'm comfortable with him. Specifically, the one that jumps out to me is starting Kyler Murray over Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes going up against Cleveland. Like, I think he's going to be able to pass against Cleveland. So talk to me, because you have Kyler Murray over Patrick Mahomes by quite a few spots.
Yeah, I just hate New England and everything they're about. They seem like a team that is about to quit. Arizona is still in the race for the division. So I think you go out there and you let Kyler Murray still do everything you possibly can. I think with a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you've already clinched your playoff spot. So, you know, you're not putting him in too many positions. You're not going to have him do that run down the sideline again. You shouldn't have him doing that as long as they're holding the number one seed and let somebody just annihilate him. You got to take that play right out of the playbook for Patrick Mahomes. So I think this is honestly a little bit out of the desperation that we have seen for the Cardinals right now. And the fact that the offense does still have big pieces. McBride is still good. If they can ever get Harrison going, James Conner got it going last week. So I'm still a fan of this offense, but they do need to put it together. And I understand the Patrick Mahomes argument. I just, you know, they've been running the ball very well. And Cleveland's defense sucks as a whole, but I don't think you want to leave Patrick Mahomes out there hung out to dry with Myles Garrett on the other side.
So here's one. Let me confirm your rank to just before I start to say it. I am Winston over Kyler Murray this week. And I don't think that's like I'm being too cute to sit your starters or anything like that, because from Winston, we have seen 3 of 4 weeks, a top 12 QB performance. They will not be able to run against Kansas City. They're going to have to throw a million times. He has thrown 41 times or more in 3 of those 4 matchups. Now, a thing that you could argue is, one of them against Pittsburgh, though, because what I was going to say is like the one where he only had 27 pass attempts against Pittsburgh, that was a struggle. But then he came back and went 41 pass attempts against Pittsburgh. So my only pushback into this weird range of, you know, maybe unfairly not liking Kyler is I got to find space for Winston, because even though it's a tough matchup, they're going to shut the run game down. They're going to pass the ever living crap out of the ball. And Winston, when he does so, he might throw three. He threw 3 interceptions in week 13 and was still the number one rated fantasy quarterback for that week. Like, so it doesn't matter how bad he performs from that perspective. Dude slings it. He's going to sling it in that. So Winston is a guy that has jumped up. I have him currently as QB 14.
So I think it's funny that you're moving him up close to QB 1. And then, but the guy from last week, no way, with Lamar Jackson, who's traditionally terrible against Pittsburgh, and it's Jameis against Cincy next week. So, because like if he has a good game here against Kansas City, he already had a good game against Pittsburgh, and then he's going up against Cincy, whose defense is horrific. Maybe there's discussion. My problem with Jameis Winston is I'm not sure that he is stays off of the bench. If he throws picks early in this game, they keep losing games. They keep losing games. You saw Stefanski was adamant about not taking Watson out of the lineup. Maybe he's going to be adamant about not taking Winston out of the lineup. That could definitely be in the playbook here, but they keep losing games. They keep doing everything right. And then the quarterback position is what cost them against Denver. The quarterback position is what cost them against Pittsburgh. So with Winston helping Cleveland to losses, maybe Stefanski is going to be hard-headed, but I don't know, man. You throw two picks early against Kansas City, you might be seeing the pine. That is my worry about Winston. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
I definitely think that could be. Your logic makes sense. I get your logic, but like, that's the difference between you and I. You will have these like, you're like, well, I don't really love this. And then it's like, well, here's the story of something that could happen. Like, you've created this story of how his value could go down. And I'm like, he's top 12 QB 3 of 4 weeks. He throws 41 passes. Like, he threw three picks and he was the number one overall. Like, I don't care. And I don't think they take him out. But like, if it were to happen, it would
Kansas
make
City
sense.
Is also,
but
I don't think it's an too big. What is his ECR right now, Jameis Winston?
Oh gosh. I don't have it up. I mean, I can, if you want to look, I think it was like cute. I mean, Pat had him at 9. Pat has him at 9 this week. Oh yeah.
That's insane.
And I think
against Kansas City, I don't know.
Because of exactly what we just talked about. They can't run. You're not going to, Nick Chubb looks like trash. They are going to throw 45 times. If they have his pass attempts under, I'm going to look right now. I cannot imagine they have put this number up yet. Oh my God. 35.5 is it. I'm taking the over. I'm going to take the over. It's at 35.5, his pass attempts currently on DraftKings. As soon as we're done, I'm smashing the over on that because he's going to throw 40 times.
Winston's ECR is 16. Kansas City keeps winning off the back of their defense. He keeps throwing picks. I can't have him that much higher. I don't think it's smart to put DTR in. I think it's stupid, honestly. And I also think it's stupid to put Zappi in. I think Winston gives you your best chance to win.
They're not even talking about doing that.
I know they're not talking about it, but you can't watch. I've been watching the Hard Knocks, man. It is Winston losing them games. It has to at least be in his head. He's not going to talk about it. He refused to talk about benching Watson as well. And refused.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Just to do it until he got hurt. So again, maybe this is something, like you said, maybe I'm making up a whole story in my head, but when I see Winston keep throwing interceptions, I see Kansas City on the schedule. They're not winning with Winston. They're not going to the playoffs. They've already been eliminated. So maybe it's time to just see what DTR has. He's young. So I see it in the cards at the end of the year. We're at the end of the year. So,
well, I think it's good. I think you are making it up, but you're allowed to do that in your analysis of it. And you have a...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what
what they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
You kind of have a that's your system. That's your system to rank him, and you're allowed to rank him at 16. It's Jameis Winston. It's weird. It totally is weird. I'm not 9 or 10 on him, but I think he's right outside the range, and I think he belongs in the territory of the Herberts. I mean, you know, Goff, Jordan Love, I think he belongs in that territory. The Kyler matchup looks even a little bit better. It's really funky. Outside of the top 12, you know, 13, do you have a favorite quarterback in here? I mean, looking at your ranks, you're kind of like in line with some stuff. I was trying to see if there's anything crazy or anything that stands out.
I don't think I had a
lot
of movement at the quarterback position. I think I moved Richardson down a little bit. I moved Drake May up against Arizona. We saw Arizona's defense play better, but they look bad last week. So, and Drake May runs. So I have him kind of up there. Caleb Williams has been bad. There's just not a lot to like. You know, Russ doesn't have George Pickens. Kirk Cousins has been miserable. Will Levis should get benched soon. Maybe I should move Bryce Young up a little bit, but I don't think there's a lot to like out of ECR this week. And I'm one spot below ECR. Winston is 16. I am at 17. So, you know, I'm just going to be low on Winston, and that's fine by me. And maybe I look silly.
Let's go to the running backs. Let's see. Your running backs in here at the tippy top. You got Bijan. That's funny you bought Bijan because I thought about that too. I went Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry against the Giants. You got Bijan versus the Raiders. Did mention last week my little fear of the Bucks and Bucky was the Raiders kind of stop the run game a bit because you can pass on them. So that is actually what kept me from putting Bijan at one. But I think Saquon is the ECR number one, but it's a tough defensive matchup. Either way, those are like the big dudes that are in there. One that did come up, and it's a little bit moot now. You have Kamara at 9. I have a Kamara at 11. And also you've got this illness that's floating out there. Pat had put him at 15. And my concern and why I might keep going down is I really, truly do feel this is like we want to see what we have in Kendre Miller and use him more. But then also I wasn't even talking about it with Pat, but it's like the quarterback play also is super scary. Just going to line 8 in the box all day because you're going to make one of those stupid quarterbacks try to beat you. That's going to not leave a lot of wiggle room. And if you've also got an illness with Kamara, I don't know. I feel like I might be moving him down a tiny bit. You got him pretty high at 9. You're over consensus. Any thoughts to that at all?
Well, that I made that move last night. I did not see that he had the illness until right before we started. So I think with the illness, I'm probably going to move him down to like probably 15, but like below Chuba Hubbard against Dallas. I think you're right about the quarterback position making this whole team way worse. A lot of stack boxes against Kamara, but Kamara's faced stack boxes before. I don't particularly fear that for him. I also think Kendre Miller is not long for this team, so sure, he'll get a lot of run you know, with Kamara down. I don't
Why
know
is
if
he
Kamara,
not long for the team
because it's going to be a new coaching staff and they already don't like him, so I don't think he's I think his contract is up after this year.
Kendre Miller?
Yes.
Is he a rookie or second year player?
He's a second year, but he was also a late pick, so they don't last as long as those first rounders. So, and he's also nothing to cut. So I don't like, sure, maybe if Alvin Kamara is out, you're going to give Kendre Miller touches.
He has two more years after this Kamara, season.
Yeah, but what's his cap number? Do you see that? Are you on over the cap?
Oh, I don't know why you would cut a guy like Kendre Miller. Yeah, it's like because it's like 1.5 and around $2 million. We just disagree on that. Like, I think the old coaching staff hated him. The new coaching staff seems to be like, let's see what the hell we have.
Well, you're going to have somebody completely impressive, but you're going to have somebody completely new in there, and they're not going to be, maybe they like Kendre Miller, but maybe they don't. Like, that's the thing is I don't think Kendre Miller is a big piece of this. Kendre Miller is not going to be the reason I move Kamara down. Like, I'm moving Kamara down because of the illness and the quarterback play. I don't give a crap about Kendre Miller, honestly, but you know, you have to move him down with this illness and knowing that this team has nobody else. Juwan Johnson is even questionable with the foot injury. Like, it's MVS and nobody on this team right now. So it's just the Saints are a sinking ship and I am avoiding them if I can.
Two guys we have we're pretty different on is and you might have feelings about it. We're just very different on ranks is Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle. I am quite a bit higher on both of them than you. I've got Chuba inside the top 10. It's an incredible Dallas matchup. There's no running back behind him. He's getting 20 plus carries and first time ever Carolina as a favorite. I kind of love this idea of him. And that was one of my predictions is 150 plus 150 yards, total yards this week. So that's where mine comes from. But also the Panthers are an incredible matchup for Rico. And Rico's the guy. I've got Rico at 15. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Pat and I were talking, he has Chuba at like 6 and he has Rico at like 11. So me and Pat are both on the Chuba Rico. We're quite a bit higher than you, but that doesn't mean you don't have like the same sentiment, but your ranks don't represent that. So just,
yeah, I guess I moved Chuba down a little bit. I don't think I moved Chuba down. I think I moved Jonathan Taylor up. He had a really bad number here in ECR. So I know I moved him up a little bit. James Conner had a huge week last week, so I moved him up a little bit. Maybe I could tell you, like, I don't have strong feelings about Hubbard or Rico. I do like both those matchups. But I don't think I'm making either one of them an RB1 over some of these powerful offenses, right? Like, Kyren, maybe I can move down because it's short rest. I think Quorum gets a little more involved this week. They're also passing the ball at an incredible rate. So maybe I can move Kyren down, like below Chuba a little bit here. I don't have as strong feelings as either one of you guys, though, on those guys.
So I'm very strong on
a little
Chuba.
Bit below.
Yeah, so Chuba, I feel really strong about. I love the matchup for Rico. So those are two guys that I'm adamantly trying to get in. And the more I look at this development, I might put Kamara below Rico at this point too, just because I don't care about the like sickness and stuff like that, just them being able to move the ball has some worry. So I'm pretty distinctively high on
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Those players compared to like, you know, your ranks on there. Another guy that I think is going to probably move up here. Where do you think you're going to go, Rashad White, if Bucky is inactive? You got him at 21. I have him at 21 as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Are you going to, how far up, if any, if
Bucky? No, this Bucky. Is my number with Bucky. I think Bucky's not playing. So I think 21 is about right. He'll get a lot of touches for sure, but the Chargers defense has been very strong. And everybody is up this week. I don't think I could put White ahead of Rico or James Cook or Brian Robinson, or, you know, if there's no Ken Walker, which we're kind of assuming at this point, I'm not putting him ahead of Charbonnet. So I like the matchup better, obviously, if there's no Bucky, but this is my number with no Bucky.
What are your feelings on Isaiah Pacheco? Pacheco definitely getting more run. We're about the same general space. I think I want to say maybe his ECR was like 22. You got him at 23. I'm at 24. Maybe his ECR is 24. He's going up against Cleveland here. If you don't believe you're going to get a good Patrick Mahomes day, do you believe it's going to come in the form of running and maybe Pacheco should be higher?
Yeah, I mean, I do like Pacheco this week, and I kind of, everything in me says I shouldn't like Pacheco, right? Because he is still coming off this injury. He looks so good though, right? And they're just pushing Kareem Hunt to the side right now. So I think it's a good matchup against Cleveland. I think if you're smart and You don't want to lay out Patrick Mahomes. You don't want to hang him out to dry. You probably run at Myles Garrett a lot early. You get a lot of blocks on him. You, have a tight end chip him as well. You wear him out in the first half. So I think we're going to see a lot of running of Pacheco towards Myles Garrett to start the game, which is, it probably can keep Cleveland in the game too, which is annoying. But I think Pacheco's going to see a decent amount of carries here.
If there's no Breece Hall, what's your take on the Jets running back situation? I feel like it's just messy right now. I think I haven't really done much because I'm just kind of waiting. I've got Braylon Allen in the early 20s, but I look at that and I go, am I going to have him over Isaiah Davis? I have Isaiah Davis for currently like 35. You've got Allen at 27. You've got Isaiah Davis at 35 as well. So first off, is that going to be right? I guess it's not first off. It's just, that's a question. If there's no Breece Hall, should it be Allen over Davis? And does anybody get more of a boost up in the physical rank?
Yeah, I still think it's Allen over Davis because, again, I don't think there's many more players I would pick to score a touchdown on a given week than Braylon Allen. But Isaiah Davis has done it 2 weeks in a row. So it's a fair argument. I'd say snaps and touches are favoring Braylon Allen a little bit. So let's head towards him, right? So that's why I have him at 27 and Davis at 25. If there's for sure no Breece Hall, I'd probably put Braylon Allen ahead of Swift, maybe ahead of Stevenson and Harris, but I wouldn't put him ahead of Pacheco. I think I like Pacheco ahead of him with the extra work that he's been getting 2 weeks in a row.
All right. So deeper play. We've talked about, the Sincere McCormicks and the Patrick Taylors of the world. Those guys are, kind of near the front ish of that RB3/flex range. If you're going deeper, who are a couple of your favorites, whether it's in the mid 30s? Is there anybody deeper in that range? Throw out a couple names. Give me a couple that you dig.
How about Antonio Gibson? He and Stevenson were pretty close to split in the last game. They're playing against Arizona, looked bad last week. He's just getting a little bit more run. Same thing with Jaleel McLaughlin against the Colts. He looked pretty good in the last game for Denver against Cleveland. So I would throw him in there as well. Your boy Kamani Vidal against Tampa Bay, I think, is a pretty nice option.
That was one I was going to throw out there.
Oh, good. Yeah. And then outside of that, you mentioned Kendre. Maybe he gets a little bit more run if Alvin Kamara doesn't play, obviously. Outside of that, I like Corum for more touches, but not necessarily a good run against your Niners. So probably just those guys, those first couple guys I talked about. Gibson, and McLaughlin, and then Vidal.
Yeah, Vidal, I think, is kind of interesting. Erickson had him as the top back in that system this week, and he could catch a little bit. Pat really likes Jaleel McLaughlin. I think it's super scary to try to figure out and know what the Broncos are going to do coming off of a bye with their backfield. So if I just really needed it, I like his receiving side. I could get behind it. I think Kendre Miller is also pretty risky. So there's a lot of risky business in those. But if I am, those are the guys that I'm looking towards. Also it's tough. Chargers defense is tough. But if there's no Bucky, maybe Sean Tucker, but probably not. I think those are the names of desperation at RB that I'm going to probably end up looking at. So wide receivers. Going over to the wide receiver ranks, you guys kind of know the core. Some version of Chase, Collins, Puka kind of sits at the tippy top here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.